Chapter 3, The Lie of Our Imperfection. I remember when I was a little child. I was completely authentic. I never pretended to be what I am not. My tendency was to play, to explore, to be happy. My emotions ruled everything. I only wanted to do what I liked to do, and I tried to avoid what I didn't like. My attention was focused on what I was feeling, and I could perceive the emotions coming from other people. Some people I would run to because I trusted them. I wouldn't get close to others because I felt uncomfortable. I had many emotions that I couldn't explain because I didn't have words. I remember waking up, seeing my mother's face and feeling overwhelmed with a desire to grab her. I didn't know that this emotion was called love. It was completely natural to love. I felt the same way about my toys and about the cat and the dog, too. I could be naked and I didn't care what people thought. I used to be myself, whatever I was, because I didn't have knowledge. I didn't have a program in my head. Just as a dog doesn't know that it's a dog. I didn't know what I was, and I didn't care to know. This was my true nature, before I learned to speak. I continued to explore my childhood memories, and I discovered that something happens to all of us. What happens? Knowledge happens. I can remember starting to learn words, which is great. Now I can ask for what I want. Months later, my mind is mature enough for abstract concepts. With these concepts, I start to create stories about everything. What is right or what is wrong, what is good or what is bad, what is beautiful or what is ugly. I learn from my parents not just what they say, but what they do. I learn what they say not just to me, but what they say about other people. I copy everything that I see. I see my father with his strong opinions, and I want to be like him. I can hardly wait to grow up to have an opinion of my own. When I finally understand the language, almost everybody tells me what I am. The way I learn about myself is by hearing the opinions of the storytellers around me. My mother creates an image of me based on what she believes I am. She tells me what I am, and I believe her. Then my father tells me what I am, and it's something completely different, but I agree with him too. Of course, each of my brothers and sisters has an opinion of me, and I agree with them. None of this makes sense, but I'm having fun. Then I go to school, and the teacher tells me what I am, which is still okay, until she tells me the way I should be, but I am not. I agree. And the problem begins in that moment. I hear the teacher say, "Children, you need to work hard to become somebody, to be a success in life. The world is divided into winners and losers, and you are here to prepare yourself to become a winner. If you work hard, perhaps you will be a lawyer, a doctor, an engineer." My teacher tells me stories about all the past presidents and what they did when they were children. All of the heroes are winners. I am a child. I'm innocent. I learn the concept of winner. I agree that I should become a winner, and that's it. That agreement is stored in my memory. At home, I hear my parents say, "Miguel, you have to behave this way to be a good boy," which means that if I don't behave that way, I am not a good boy. They don't say this, but I understand this. You have to do this to be a good boy. Then you will get a reward. And if you're not that way, you will be punished. Oops. I'm too small. They're so big. I try to rebel and I fail. I start pretending to be what I'm not to avoid the punishment, but also to get the reward. I have to be what they tell me to be because the reward only goes to good boys. Behind all of the messages I hear are the silent messages that are never said, but that I can understand. I'm not the way I should be. It is not okay to be me. If the message is, "Miguel, you have to work hard to become somebody," that means that right now I am nobody. In a child's mind, the silent message I understand is, I am not good enough. And not just that. I never will be good enough because I am not perfect. I agree. And in that moment, I start searching for perfection. This is the moment of my fall from heaven, when my faith in the lie begins to work its magic. Just like a miracle, the lie starts to take effect. I have to work hard to be good enough for my mother and father, good enough for my older brothers and sisters, good enough for my teachers. This is overwhelming, but it's not over yet. I turn on the television and I see more images of heroes striving for perfection. I see the way I should look, the way I should be, but I am not. That's how the image of perfection is introduced in my mind. This is when I stop being myself and start pretending to be what I am not. Behind all those messages I receive is something very subtle. I call it the lie of my imperfection. It's the main lie that I agree to believe about myself, and from that lie, more lies are invented to support it. The real drama begins when I'm a teenager. Not only am I not good enough for other people, I'm no longer good enough for myself. The result is self-rejection. I try to prove my self-worth by working hard to get good grades, by trying to be the best at sports, the best at everything. At first, I do this to impress my father and older brothers. Later, I do this to impress myself. At this point, I'm no longer authentic because I no longer make decisions based on what is good for me. It is more important to satisfy other people's points of view. Later, when I really try to prove myself in society, I become a medical doctor. Does becoming a medical doctor finally make me a winner? No. Oh, no. There are cardiologists, neurologists, surgeons. Then I become a surgeon, but I'm still not good enough according to my story. I have an image of myself when I'm alone, and I project different images around other people depending on what I want them to believe about me. I keep pretending to be all of those images, and from years and years of practice, I become a great actor. If I have a broken heart, I tell myself, it doesn't hurt, I don't care. I'm lying. I'm pretending. I could almost win an Academy Award for my performance. What a character! What a drama! And the drama begins when I agree that I am not good enough. When I hear my teachers, my family, the television tell me, Miguel, you have to be this way. But I am not. I'm searching for appreciation, for acceptance, for love, not knowing that it's just a story. I'm searching for perfection, and I find it very interesting how not being perfect becomes the biggest excuse people use to justify their actions. Every time they make a mistake, I hear them say, oh well, nobody's perfect. Only God is perfect. As a child, I was told that all of God's creation is perfect except humans. At the same time, I learned that God put humans at the very top of creation. But how could humans be at the top of creation when everything was perfect except humans? I thought about the contradiction. If I really believe in the perfection of God's creation, then I think that all of us are perfect. If we don't see the perfection, it's because our attention is focused on the lie, on that image of perfection that we can never be. We don't need to justify what we are or work hard to become what we are not. We need to return to our integrity, to the way we were before we learned to speak, perfect. As little children, we are authentic. When we are hungry, we only want to eat. When we are tired, we just want to rest. Only the present time is real for us. We don't care about the past. We aren't worried about the future. We enjoy life. We want to explore and have fun. Nobody teaches us to be that way. We're born that way. We are born in truth but we grow up believing in lies. One of the biggest lies in the story of humanity is the lie of our imperfection. That lie had a big effect in my own life, and though I tell others not to make assumptions, I have to assume that in one way or another, this happens to all of us. Of course, there are differences in the story, but hardly anyone can escape from the setup. I was a perfect little child. I was innocent, and I ate the lie that I am not what I should be, that I would have to work hard to become what I should be. This is how I learned to create my story. And because I had faith in the story became truth for me. And the story, even if it is full of lies, is perfect. The story is not right or wrong or good or bad. It's just a story, that's all. But with awareness, we can change the story. Step by step, we can return to the truth.